Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, Better Business, Better Series, where we will explore top-of-mind topics with business and industry leaders to understand the leading trends and innovations that continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Hello and welcome to the Bistro. Thank you for joining us for the Better Business Bureau. I'm your host, Elaine Espinola. With the holiday shopping season among us, we wanted to share some helpful tips around gift giving to children, specifically when it comes to internet-connected toys. More than ever before, toys that line the shelves this year are hardwired with smart technology, which can put your family at risk if proper precautions aren't taken when buying or using these devices. Here to provide safety tips for anyone buying smart and connected toys this holiday season is Katie Goldstein, Senior Attorney with the Children's Advertising Review Unit, and also Donna Frazier, Director, also with KRU. Welcome to the Bistro. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Can you guys just give us a background on KRU and specifically what your review unit does?
Sure. So this is Donna and the Children's Advertising Review Unit, which was founded in 1974 to promote responsible children's advertising, is an investigative unit of the entire advertising industry system of self-regulation. Policies and procedures for KRU are developed by the Advertising Self-Regulatory Council, the ASRC, which is administered by the Council of Better Business Bureaus.
Okay.
Yeah, so our basic activities are to review and evaluate child-directed advertising in all media, so TV, videos online, streaming, and old-fashioned things like magazines, radio, and then also to evaluate them for online privacy practices as they affect children. And we have our own guidelines that serve as a roadmap for self-regulation. There's a higher bar when you're dealing with vulnerable kids. Our guidelines cover things like disclosures, safeties, and sweepstakes, just to name a few. When ads or online practices are found to be misleading, inaccurate, or inconsistent with our guidelines, or COPPA, KRU seeks change through the voluntary cooperation of advertisers, and we have very high participation rate because really most advertisers we find want to do the right thing.
Sure, but I can imagine it also keeps you very busy with the amount of especially, you know, new kind of, as we mentioned, internet-connected toys and all the advertising that goes along with that as well.
Definitely.
I know in 1996, KRU added a section to its guidelines that highlight issues including children's privacy that are unique to the internet and online sites directed at children age 12 and under. So here we are in 2018. Tell me, how important is this guideline today? And, you know, what has changed regarding the need for internet safety for children since 1996?
So when the law, which is the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, which was first enacted in 1998, it really just addressed websites and children's activities in an online environment, really just about websites and trying to essentially... The basis of the law was to prevent children from seeing any kind of adult content and to allow parents to engage with their children and determine how their information was being used, what they were viewing, and to provide some level of content for children that was safe but allow parents access to what their kids were doing and viewing. So over the years, obviously what's happened is that the law has now expanded beyond websites to include mobile apps and IoT, smart toys, things like that. So now more than ever, what we are encountering at KRU is all of these types of products, toys, platforms, smart toys that collect information about a child, which could be their name, an email address, anything like that, an address, photographs, things like that. A lot of this is happening without parents really knowing. So the more information that we can give to parents, the better it is. But because so much is happening and parents aren't even aware what their kids are doing, it's even more important now that we find a way to provide parents access and that they can give parental permission when required.
Yeah, because, right, the connected toys aren't inherently bad. There's a right way to do this. And in fact, you know, many of these toys are highly educational and can be really fun for the whole family as long as parents are well-informed and are choosing wisely. But, you know, if you choose the wrong toy, there can be consequences, which is a scary thing. Toys may collect personal information without your permission. They may be able to track location without your knowledge. They may be able to be easily hacked. And in one particularly scary instance a few years ago, could record conversations without ever having given permission to do so.
Wow. You know, I'm a parent and I have three kids, and I can tell you that, yeah, it's one thing from kind of making sure they're not seeing the wrong things online. And then it's a whole nother thing to realize that, you know, sometimes people gift our children things that are
Absolutely.
Internet connected. And as a parent, like you said, we don't always know what is that toy? What is it doing? Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know it can record things. So, right. Yeah, I'm understanding exactly what you're saying. And of course, here we are with the holiday shopping season, and parents everywhere, gift givers, they have so many options for children's toys. And as we mentioned, so many of them are hardwired already with the smart technology. So this is a broad question, but how should we go about shopping for these kinds of toys?
Well, the first thing that we always recommend is for parents to do their research. When you're considering an internet-connected device, research the product before you go to the store. Most of the information that you're going to need cannot be found on the box. So instead, do an internet search of the product, read online reviews. A simple search may uncover a slew of security issues. There may be articles written about the toy. And you also won't have to deal with the pester power of your little one nagging you on the spot in the store. You know, you'll be able to actually focus and read the policies you need to.
I love that word, pester power.
I'm going to use
that from now on.
I have a two-year-old myself, and it's already starting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's the visual of the child, you know, pulling on their parents' pant leg in the store.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very difficult to always say no. I think the other thing that parents should do, and I know that it's such a difficult challenge to do, is read the privacy policy. There really is a lot of information in there that parents really need to be aware of. But what you really want to look for is a list of who is collecting the personal information, because even though you may purchase a toy from one company, they may be sharing that information with other companies that they're working with. So you want to see who's collecting it and who's it being shared with, what information does the device collect, and how is it being used. So is it being used surely just for registration? Is it being used just to create an interactive environment that your child is just, you know, trying to register their high score in a game, whatever it is, or are they using it for something more like advertising? Are they tracking your child? Who has access to that data? And there should also be a very clear section in a privacy policy about parental rights. And if you can't find that information, there should also legally, companies are required to provide a contact information. And if you can't find that information, then you let us know. Reach out to Kayla and let us know.
Got it. So that's what you guys are for.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned parental rights. Can you speak to exactly what parental rights consumers do have when it comes to these internet-connected toys for children?
Right. So, again, it goes back to the privacy policies. You know, COPPA, again, the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, was designed to protect children's personal information. So toy companies and other companies that are in this space are obligated legally to provide privacy policies that describe how the personal information is collected from children and how it's handled. But it should also talk about the practices of the companies they're working with. And that's something that's kind of new in COPPA, where now it's understood that one company that may be providing that toy may be working with, again, third-party companies to provide other elements of interaction in that game. And that information may also be shared and received. But what that company may do, when we work with companies, say to them, who are you working with? And what are they doing with the information they're collecting? Sometimes they don't know. Sometimes we have to start providing a list of questions for them to say, okay, how do we do this? What questions do we ask? So we do a deep dive with companies to help them get there. But privacy policies, again, are, I think, very fluid if done properly and have all the information that parents need.
Got it. So what you're saying is they're out there, and it's up to really parents to research and understand them. And if they don't, reach out to sure you do.
That's right.
Okay. So, you know, Katie mentioned earlier, these connected toys, they're not inherently bad. You know, many of them are just as educational and entertaining. And, you know, in today's internet society, it's really the norm for children everywhere to be exposed to the internet, even at school. I don't have tablets for my children at home, but when they go to school, they're given tablets to use. So, in general, what safety tips do you have for parents and caregivers of children who are just around and using these devices?
I'd say it's a great opportunity to use this as a teaching moment. Use this as an opportunity to teach your kids about online responsibility, educate your kids about the importance of safeguarding their personal information and the potential dangers that are lurking online. Instead of just saying, don't do this, don't share this, try to help them understand why and what those consequences of sharing their personal information could mean, or sharing that photograph. And also, encourage them to have an open dialogue with you and speak up if a questionable situation does occur.
I would also encourage that, parents travel with these toys with their children, and oftentimes it requires Wi-Fi access. And oftentimes when you're traveling, it's public Wi-Fi access, which can really cause problems. Unfortunately, oftentimes public Wi-Fis, again, are public. They're not secure. And it can increase the liability of a hack or a data breach. So it's easy for information to be accessed over a public network. So my advice would be to not connect your Wi-Fi toy that's collecting information over a Wi-Fi, an unsecure Wi-Fi network, to do it over a VPN or a password-protected Wi-Fi. Also, a lot of these toys and games have parental controls, and I would encourage parents to use them. A lot of parents assume that either they're set up by default in their favor, and usually they're not. Children are pretty savvy at knowing how to set up parental controls on their own. So not only do you want to set up a parental control as a parent, but also build in a password so that your child can't override your parental controls. And also find out if the company that is accessing the information, collecting all this data, has software updates, if there's been security breaches or anything like that. And when you're prompted to install an update, do it immediately, because clearly something has happened.
I see. Oh, that's good advice. Okay. Sometimes I just think that it's because it's some sort of upgraded options.
Right.
But what you're saying is
sometimes it could be a security patch.
Interesting. Good to know. Good advice. Thank you. So constant monitoring is definitely the key here. That's what I'm hearing. And
right.
As parents, we know that we don't always do it. Now I have a question for you. What if you feel your child's privacy has been compromised somehow using one of these toys or devices? What should a parent do?
KRU, you have to do something immediately, right? You don't want to wait, because, again, you don't know exactly what's happened. So we handle consumer complaints involving all media directed to children, especially those under 12 years old. And companies that we work with are obligated to put in contact information as well. But I think the best advice I can give you is to do something immediately and not wait. I'll have Katie get into a little more detail about how our consumer complaint forms work at KRU.
Yeah, we do have a consumer complaint form, and we encourage parents to use them. We love to hear from them. Parents are, really on the front lines down there as much as we monitor. We have all these kids out there, using different toys, and, on our website, under our KRU menu, you can submit the form right online. It's very easy, and we regularly are checking those, and we have opened up, many inquiries in the past from, those complaints that parents have filed with us.
Got it. Well, this is all really, really great advice, and we thank you so much for sharing all of these helpful safety tips for parents and gift givers this holiday season. We hope that this information will provide a lot of guidance to anyone as they shop for their very littlest loved ones. Where can our listeners find more information like the kind you shared with us today?
The best place I would tell people to go, especially with regards to KRU, is to our blog, which is krunews.blogspot.com.
Okay. And then your regular website is just?
If you go to asrcreviews.org, and then you'll see KRU.
Okay, excellent. Well, Katie, Donna, thank you again for joining us on the Bistro. Really appreciate you being here. Yes. The Better Business Bureau is deeply committed to building and advancing a better marketplace, a trusted marketplace for all, because trust always matters. For the Better Business Bureau, and as the host of the Bistro, I'm Elena Spinola, and I thank you for listening. I encourage you to give us your feedback on this episode. Until next time, it has been my pleasure discussing better business and safer toys with you.
You just enjoyed Better Business, Better Series podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com, and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.